else?
It's effective. So effective that it's patented. At the rock bottom price of only $39.98, now is the day to declare bye-bye, fungus. Call 1-800-258-3635. That's 1-800-258-3635. Or visit us at byebyefungus.com and say bye-bye, fungus. Hello, sandals.
Complex problems and complex solutions.
There's no simple kind of knee-jerk, one-liner response to this kind of challenge.
AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio. Done right. Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
In this year's election.
Whether you're talking about life, whether you're talking about Second Amendment, whether you're talking about military, this is so important. We have to do this. We have to win this election.
More worries about the storms off the Gulf Coast this evening. Hurricane specialist Daniel Brown with the National Hurricane Center says Tropical Storm Laura could be stronger than first expected.
Once it passes the western portion of Cuba this evening, it is expected to begin strengthening over the Gulf of Mexico, likely becoming a hurricane by late Tuesday, and continue strengthening as possible as it heads toward the northwest Gulf Coast late Wednesday.
Laura killed 11 people in the Caribbean, where it triggered power outages and flooding across the Dominican Republic and Haiti. Firefighters battling three massive wildfires in Northern California got a break from the weather early Monday as humidity rose and there was no return of the onslaught of lightning strikes that ignited the infernos a week earlier. A warning about dry lightning and gusty winds that could spark more fires was lifted for the San Francisco Bay Area, and relieved fire commanders said the weather was aiding their efforts. Seven people have died in the wildfires. More than 1,200 buildings have been destroyed, and 14,000 have been damaged. Some 250,000 people are under evacuation orders. On Wall Street, the Dow by 378 points, the NASDAQ rose 68, the S&P advanced 34, oil up to $42.62 a barrel. More at townhall.com.
Relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Who is this prophet to the whole country? Does one man really have the insight to know what's really happening? Get his free book at prophettoamerica.com. Is God's protective hedge around this country really gone? Can we expect worse than the coronavirus? Go to prophettoamerica.com. That's prophettoamerica.com and download the free book, A Fresh Wind. Go to prophettoamerica.com. That's prophettoamerica.com.
I'll be honest, the first few months were tough. When I left the military, I was excited for a fresh start, but civilian life has been harder than I thought it would be. Figuring out a new career while also being a good mom, wife, and friend. Some days I'm barely keeping my head above water. And with the transition and everything I'm juggling, I'm spread too thin. I finally realized that it's hurting my mental health. To get back to enjoying life again, I needed to get help. Opening up to someone was a big step for me. I saw that I'm not alone and that there are tools to help me overcome what I'm going through. With support, I feel like I'm heading in the right direction. Discover how other women veterans like me have learned to thrive after military service by taking care of themselves and their mental health. Visit maketheconnection.net/womenveterans.
It's 5:04. This is a KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. With more than 64,000 confirmed cases of COVID-19 reported in Nevada, at least 18 states have placed travel restrictions on anyone heading to their area from the Silver State. Nearly all require some period of self-quarantine. Some states impose fines for people who disobey state mandates. Meanwhile, Nevada has not imposed any restrictions on travelers from any other state. The number of confirmed cases of the coronavirus statewide stands at 64,433, The statewide death toll is 1,185. A 59th shooting victim has been named in the Route 91 Harvest Festival massacre here in Las Vegas. Nearly 3 years after the shooting, 57-year-old Kimberly Gervais has been added to that list due to complications of spinal injuries that she suffered in the deadliest mass shooting in U.S. history. The ruling comes more than 9 months after her death at the Redlands Community Hospital in Southern Nevada, in Southern California. A dancing drums explosion video slot machine went boom to the delight of a lucky winner Saturday night. The player, who wished to remain anonymous, hit a $4 million jackpot on the machine at the Bellagio. And as you well know, you got to play to win.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
Well, we're getting some heavy volumes as you try to work your way through the resort corridor of Interstate 15, northbound at Sunset, south at Bonanza. Also, you'll touch the brakes there through the Spaghetti Bowl, 515 east at Main, and 215 westbound at the airport connector.
Gather around! Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out. Step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
And this hour brought to you by Castle Insurance Group. At Castle Insurance Group, they'll find you the best auto, home, or business policy from name brand carriers like Progressive, Travelers, Safeco, and more. Call 702-714-1060. The quote is free. It won't cost you a dime. Call right now. In fact, they're waiting to take your call. 702-714-1060. See how much money you can save on your insurance. And it won't cost you a dime. Over the weekend, a group that we talked with, I guess maybe a month ago, the No Mask Nevada Pack staged a protest on Governor Sisolak and the mask mandate. Melissa Blundo is the chairman of that fine group and joins us. Melissa, you've been busy since we last talked, and you had a big rally. Over 200 people were there. That was an amazing, amazing feat on a weekend right before schools open. People are bustling around doing other stuff. You had 200 at your rally. Tell me what that was like.
Yes, Kevin, I have been busy. We've been holding rallies about once every 7 to 10 days. We do try and alternate between weekday and weekend, but this past week was actually supposed to be on Wednesday afternoon, and I got a phone call from a captain from the Enterprise Command area for Metro saying that they asked us if we would be so kind as to move the protest from Wednesday, since Lieutenant Eric Lloyd was being buried that afternoon. I said, absolutely no problem. We support our law enforcement officers and had no problem moving it. So we moved it to Saturday and still ended up having over 200 people there at one time. I think we had closer to about 225, you know, come and go through the whole 2 hours. And it was a great time. Lots of support. This was the first rally where we actually had an ambulance and a Clark County fire truck both honk in support of what we were doing about protesting the mask mandate.
I think that is great. Melissa, what is the No Mask Nevada Pack? What is the message you're trying to convey, and what kind of success have you had already?
The message that we are conveying is that the governor circumvented due process of the law and mandating that everyone wear a mask everywhere. And, he didn't involve the state legislature. And interestingly enough, he's had two special sessions and still didn't address it. So kind of find that a little odd when he's had an opportunity to have the state legislature involved. He's chosen not to. We don't believe that it's constitutional what he's doing, and so we are working on getting that repealed. I know that he's aware of us. We're a thorn in his side because he has tweeted out about us and he has spoken about us in one of his press conferences. So we're at least, he's aware, very aware. And honestly, we've got a lot of people joining. The rallies are growing. They get bigger every single time. We've amassed thousands upon thousands of signatures of people, you know, in support of repealing the mask mandate. And that's, you know, been our first goal. So
what exactly are you trying to do? This would not be a recall. Would this be an initiative, or would this be something that we'd put on the ballot eventually? Exactly what?
Well, it's not recalling Sisolak. That's not our goal. We just want him to repeal the mask mandate, to remove it. And so that's what we're working towards. And quite frankly, we are also working towards, there's a couple of legislative seats that are up for election, and we are working to help the conservative who is running against the incumbent Democrat to win their seat. They're both swing districts, and so, you know, if you've seen any pictures, you'll see that we have a 5x10-foot banner against Nicole Cannizzaro. She's the state Senate Majority Leader and pretty darn corrupt and votes against all of our freedoms in this state. And in Assembly District 29, we have a lot of signs against Leslie Cohen, who is the chair of the House Health and Human Services Committee, and she is absolutely pro-mask. She has actually come out with a statement, and you can find it, I believe, on her Twitter account, where she stated that our children who are outside playing soccer need to be wearing masks in the 110-degree heat until the vaccine is available. So we're working to oust her as well.
Now, whenever you're talking about candidates and you have kind of a defined November 3rd shelf life, the question is, do you envision this? Because to me, the mask problem is not going to go away on Election Day. A lot of people say, hey, the coronavirus goes away on November 3rd, but or November 4th, if you will.
Right.
Do you view this as an effort that will continue on beyond November 3rd?
I do. I believe that our PAC, well, as long as the mask issue is around, we are going to fight it and continue to work to repeal it. But, you know, one of the ways that we can do that is by what we're doing right now, bringing awareness to people. You know, there's a lot of people who are complying, I think, just blind compliance because they feel like they have no hope or they have no other choice. I am hoping, and I've seen it happening, that with what we're doing with No Mask Nevada PAC, that people realize they do have somewhere to go to be able, you know, to be with like-minded individuals who believe that the mask mandate should be a choice, not a mandate. And, you know, I see it working because there's the silent majority that has been blindly complying seems to be waking up. You know, you see that with our rallies growing, the number of people showing up, the number of emails I'm receiving with people saying, hey, can you help me here? You know, this is the issue I'm having up here. I've had people from Lander County calling, asking me to, you know, give them some direction as to, you know, the governor's directive and his, you know, the subsection 7 where it talks about exemptions, things like that. So there's a lot of awareness that's being brought to it and also, you know, brought to some of the complications that actually can happen by wearing a mask, you know, 24 hours a day. It's ridiculous. But, yeah, we're being effective, so. And as long as the mask mandate is there, we are going to fight it. Period. The end.
Again, Melissa Blundo joining us, the chairman of the No Mask Nevada PAC. What generally happens when a PAC is interested in a given issue and when they're going to try and help or endorse, there usually is money attached to an endorsement. Do you have, have you been able to raise some money to where you can dole out some money to these candidates to try and get them over the finish line?
Believe it or not, we absolutely have. We have raised quite a bit of money, just grassroots effort. Anybody, you know, we've received anywhere from people just donating, you know, $3 all the way up to the max of $5,000. So, yes, we are raising money, and we can give to those two candidates that we've talked about. We've steered some people that we know that wanted to give us more money their direction, so they've donated and maxed out to the two candidates that we've endorsed. Stephen DeLisle and April Becker. And so, yes, we are helping in that way.
Let me just ask you, what are the limits that people can give to a PAC for those that have never given to a PAC?
So to a PAC, a state PAC, you can give $5,000 in the primary and $5,000 in the general. And since we formed our PAC after the primary, we can the max that we can receive right now is $5,000 from one individual.
Are you finding that people are responding to the message and opening up their checkbooks or their credit cards?
Yes, we are. We've got several people set up on monthly donations to us. They are. And even at the rallies, they come up and they give us money, that, you know, they hand us money. And we don't have to, you know, anything under $100, you don't have to report. So, you know, people coming up and giving us, you know, just, you know, $20 here and there saying, hey, thanks for providing waters, Gatorades, things like that. Thanks for having signs printed that we can hold so that we can participate, you know, without having to make our own, things like that. They want to give. They see what we're doing. And so they're donating, yes.
Are you surprised that because I'm going to be honest with you, I've been talking about this thing for months and been waiting for somebody to step up and stand up to the governor. Are you surprised that more Republicans haven't stood up? And I mean, maybe people that might aspire to run for public office or to run for governor in 2022, whatever it might be. Do you worry that maybe the loyal opposition isn't putting up much opposition?
It concerns me, and we talked about this the first time I was on the show. You know, so far, I haven't seen any conservative leadership stand up and speak out. Now, I will give Ira Hansen props. He did say something during one of the special sessions and spoke up against, you know, and out against the governor, but that's the only leader I've seen really say anything. You know, yeah, I've seen that the state GOP and the president has sued, you know, the state of Nevada regarding mail-in balloting, but nobody's standing up about the unconstitutional mandates of, you know, masks and, you know, forcing us as business owners to be policing people walking through the doors of our businesses, things like that. No, I haven't seen anybody stand up against them, and it does concern me. So, you know, until they want to pick up the ball and help, I'll continue to carry that burden, or the PAC will. It's not just me. It's a lot of people that are part of the PAC, and we'll continue to do so.
More with Melissa Blundo, the chair, really a smart, smart lady, the No Mask Nevada PAC. I think that's amazing. They were out protesting on Saturday. We'll talk more with her about that and also with a look ahead on AM 670 KMZQ.
He's tearing off America's politically correct blindfold. America First with Sebastian Gorka. Weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
L&D has loved Las Vegas for over 30 years, and we're here for you if you need us. Construction hasn't shut down, and while you're safe at home, we can take care of those needed repairs. We can meet in your home and still keep a safe social distance. B&D Plastering, here for you, 702-644-8980.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
Have you ever felt so dizzy you could hardly stand up? You're not alone. Millions of people struggle with dizziness and experience the debilitating symptoms of vestibular dysfunction, such as vertigo, nausea, and ringing in their ears. Vestibular disorders affect people of all ages and can impact ability to work, go to school, or just perform everyday tasks like shopping and getting dressed. Because these symptoms are invisible and difficult to describe, they're often overlooked by doctors and dismissed by family and friends. But there is hope. Visit vestibular.org or call 800-837-8428. If you or someone you know has experienced a persistent sense of dizziness or lack of balance, visit vestibular.org to search for a vestibular specialist in your area. The Vestibular Disorders Association can help you discover a life rebalanced. Visit vestibular.org, that's vestibular.org, or call 800-837-8428.
Meet Sarah.
Hi.
She's a hairstylist and graduated from cosmetology school a year ago. She has an adorable puppy named Rex.
Good boy, Rex.
Sarah has been in recovery from opioid addiction for over 3 years.
I broke my leg skiing in 2014 and was prescribed opioids for pain. Like many, I developed a dependency that I couldn't break on my own. But now I'm in recovery and feeling more like myself again.
Sarah's doing great things in her recovery, and you can too. If you or someone you know struggles with opioid addiction, go to cssnv.org/substance-abuse. Help is available. Find the courage to fight your addiction to opioids. We can help. To start your journey to recovery, visit cssnv.org/substance-abuse. This message funded by a grant through the Nevada Department of Health and Human Services, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
Indeed has loved Las Vegas for over 30 years, and we're here for you if you need us. Construction hasn't shut down, and while you're safe at home, we can take care of those needed repairs. We can meet in your home and still keep a safe social distance. B&D Plastering, here for you, 702-644-8980.
Big name guests, the news of the day, mixed in with a diversity of opinions. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour brought to you by Bye Bye Fungus, antifungal serum. It's so unique and so effective that a patent's been issued by the U.S. government. Call 800-258-3635. That's 800-258-3635. 3635. Say bye bye fungus and hello sandals. Another sandals day, believe it or not. Joining us, Melissa Blundo. They were out in force on Saturday. She is the chairman of the No Mask Nevada PAC. They are out raising money. They are going to be supporting candidates. I am curious, though, a lot of groups, when they form PACs, they end up suing somebody using the legal system. Has there been any thought to using the legal system against this governor and this unconstitutional mandate?
As a matter of fact, Kevin, there was a lawsuit filed last Thursday. We helped to facilitate a individual who was willing to fund a lawsuit, and we gave about six different business owners to an attorney to interview to see if they would fit what we were looking for as far as this lawsuit goes. And so, yes, we have. We are not a named plaintiff as a PAC, but we have helped facilitate a lawsuit that was filed last Thursday.
And what kind of redress are you seeking? Are you looking for monetary? Are you looking for just a reversal of the policy, or what?
Well, I'll tell you, I'll just read to you what it says as far as what the complaint is for. It's a complaint for declaratory relief, tortious interference with prospective economic advantage or prospective contractual relationship, and negligent infliction of emotional distress. So, we are looking to help some of these people who, you know, the masks have made businesses lose whatever business they had. There's a lot of issues that goes along with it. It's not just a wearing it and, you know, to protect yourself or others or whatever, according to the governor. But it's because the onus comes on to the business owner, policing people. Situations have happened even in my own business where people are appalled that other people come in without a mask. And we have something posted on our door that addresses the whole issue of, you know, there is medical and mental health exemption. So if we see you without a mask, we will assume that you do not have, or that you have a medical exemption, and we won't ask you any questions. But we do state on there, the governor has mandated that people wear a mask. And so if you don't have a medical exemption, please wear it in, you know, in compliance with the law or the mandate, the directive, whatever you want to call it. So we want to help these people who've lost their businesses completely or 80% of their revenue or things like that to get some monetary relief. It's important. You know, he's killing the state economy, period.
Well, and one of the things, Melissa, that I find really objectionable is the way they are enforcing the law, and they're forcing, you know, 110-pound graveyard bartenders to be the mask police.
Right.
You know, late at night, some guy that weighs in 250 pounds, that's not a matchup I really like. But the other thing is, the way they enforce it, you can sit. In fact, the places I go to, you walk in with your mask on, you sit down, you take your mask off. You order a drink, you order some dinner, you enjoy. You have to go to the restroom. That's fine. You get up, you have to put your mask back on, walk to the restroom, yet you're not a danger to anybody sitting there in a booth or at a table enjoying a cocktail. I don't understand that.
The coronavirus is the smartest virus we've ever encountered in the history of the world. Really? I mean, really, it is. It's just ridiculous. Yeah, and people, business owners are so concerned that there's some businesses, you know, some restaurants that tell you that you have to keep your mask on until you get your food, because they're so afraid of losing their business license and being able to operate. And it's just fear. It's fear of the governor and his, you know, I call them the Gestapo, that are going around and checking on business compliance. They're operating out of fear, and I refuse to do so. I'm not going to operate out of fear like that. But yeah, the directives make no sense. You know, it seems like, let's bring up the issue of the fact that Evangelicals for Trump went to Ahern Hotel, and I guess because it's non-gaming, it was not okay for him to have 50% capacity on the main floor. I mean, the governor lambasted, you know, Don Ahern for allowing that to happen. Yet the casinos can have 50% capacity on the main floor. What's the difference?
It is so grossly unfair. If you folks are successful relative to this lawsuit filed by others, I understand that this, they may be forced, as they've done on a couple of different occasions, and pull back some of these restrictions, whether it be on bars and restaurants and things like that, churches, that they may have to pull back on that. You may well force them into making moves.
I hope so. And you know, you brought up our rally on Saturday, and I want to tell you about something that happened on Saturday and make you aware of something, because you may not be aware of this. Michael Naft and all of his lovely colleagues on the Clark County Commission in June passed an ordinance that I will read it to you. It's Chapter 12.30.010, and it's regulating the possession of certain items at public protests, demonstrations, rallies, picket lines, and public assemblies. So under Section A, subsection 1 and 2, any length of lumber, wood, or wood lath, unless that object is 1/2 inch or less in thickness and 2 inches in width, or if not general rectangular in shape, such object shall not exceed 1 inch in its thickness dimensions. Both ends of the lumber, wood, or wood lath shall be blunt. And under subsection 2, any length of metal or plastic pipe, whether hollow or solid, provided, however, that hollow plastic piping not exceeding 3/4 inch in its thickest dimension, and not exceeding 1/8 inch in wall thickness, and not filled with any material, liquid, gas, or solid, may be used solely to support a sign, banner, flag, placard, or other similar expressive display. Both ends of any plastic pipe permissible under this subsection shall be blunt. So at every single rally we have, I'm sure as you would imagine, we have a lot of patriotic people that show up with flags of all kinds of different sizes. I mean, people have poles with 2 5x7 flags on them. You know, one guy was there, if you look at the Review Journal article, gentleman was there, he had a thin blue line flag and then a Trump flag underneath it. both of those were 5x7, 5-foot by 7-foot flags. So obviously his pole was larger than 3 inches in diameter. And we were told by the sergeant and lieutenant who were there on Saturday, mind you, the county commission passed this in June. We've had all of our rallies June 29th and afterwards.